This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. An Independence County jail inmate faces another felony charge. The court information says 20-year-old Amanda Maria Hunt was strip-searched after returning from a furlough. In that search, jail matrons found 4 hydrocodone pills Hunt was trying to hide. She was charged with possessing prohibitive articles while in jail. The bond set at $12,500. A new poll suggests that the public blames students and their parents for poor college graduating rates over the institutions themselves. 70% surveyed in the Associated Press Stanford University poll say students shoulder the blame for not graduating from college. 25% blame the college. Bag it. A Fort Smith state senator says he's introducing legislation that will ban certain large stores from giving plastic bags to customers. Republican Senator Denny Altus says he's already pre-filed the bill he calls the Reusable Shopping Bag Act. He says plastic bags are a trash nuisance and environmental hazard. What happened to them? 5 candidates who lost the alderman's races in Helena, West Helena, are suing the Phillips County Election Commission after those officials discovered 65 absentee ballots from the November 2nd election are missing. All 5 of those candidates lost by less than 35 votes, so they hope the lawsuit will help uncover what happened to those ballots.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
Oil prices are now above $90 a barrel. It's for the first time in more than 2 years. The surge is pushing gasoline and other fuel prices higher as well. Industry analysts say gasoline prices may hit a national average of $3 a gallon before Christmas and could reach $3.50 a gallon by spring. Many Independence County residents have joined the United Way's Angel Tree program to provide a Christmas for some less fortunate youngsters. Project Chairman Colin Patterson tells us the history of the program.
A program that was started by DHS to try to help those unfortunate youngsters that they see have a better Christmas. Mm-hmm. So this was started in, I think, 1984, I believe, or 83. And, you know, United Way took it over a couple years ago. This will be our third Christmas to do. And we hand out those names of kids that DHS has qualified for the program.
Right.
And you're qualified by having a service through them. And we hand out those names, and it's just the first name and their sex and their what their wishes are,
right.
Sizes for clothes and shoes. And we give those out, and people bring them back to the fairgrounds on the 13th, 14th, and we'll hand them out to those parents on the 16th.
Colin Patterson, who said the program this year is providing for more youngsters than ever, over 1,300, and there are still 270-plus youngsters' names remaining under the angel trees at Citizens and First Community Banks, awaiting for you to pick one up and bring a big smile to a youngster's face this Christmas. For Ozark Newsline, I'm Gary B. Make it a great day. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.